This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
We are at the beginning of a new year, and it might be good for us to start at the beginning. So, with that in mind, let's look at how it and we all started. The Bible states it perfectly. It started not at the beginning, or from the beginning, but in the beginning. That in itself tells us that the Creator, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit always was. Because for God, there is no beginning of time. God is in it, a part of it. The only beginning that is being referred to is the beginning of the creation, not the beginning of the Creator. Having established that, God continues to show that He is an orderly God. He created things in the order they needed to be created for the next thing to be created. Even we follow the rule, first things first. God does it even more so. Some things God created came into being instantly. For instance, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we learned there will be an evening and a morning, sunset to sunrise, what God called a day. And that would be the pattern for His people Israel. It is one of the things that would set them apart from the world. But continuing in the account, we see that the first chapter is sort of an overview of God's acts of creation. We are introduced to an expanse between the waters that separates water from water. Notice that the word waters is plural. One other thing to think about. Do you realize that there is water above us with the sky between? Perhaps that is where rain, snow, hail, and such come from. In fact, there is a mention in Job of a storehouse where the snow is kept, where hail comes from. It is found in Job 38, 22, and 23, which says, "Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle?" God called the dry ground land and the gathered waters sea, and He told us what the land was for, to produce vegetation. Then would come the lights in the sky, the greater one to govern the day and the lesser one to govern the night. We call them the sun and the moon. Now we are at the fifth day, and God puts living creatures in the waters and birds to fly across the expanse of the sky. These He told to be fruitful and to multiply. Finally, there is the sixth day, and it is a biggie. God created all the living creatures, those that move along the ground, and wild animals. And then, the last creation of God was man. Though this first chapter is, as I mentioned, mainly an overview, we do get some details. For instance, the lights in the sky, the sun, moon, and stars, serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And the birds are to fly across the whole expanse of the sky. And that tells us that creation is worldwide, not just local. Continuing on, we see that some things were created but had to wait for the right time for their actual being. Because we see that though the plants had been created, the earth had not yet produced plants. But we also see the reason. There was no one to tend to them. God always has perfect timing. He would not bring something into the world that needed care without providing that care. So God created man, put him in the Garden of Eden, that He had created in order that the man could tend to the plants and name the animals. This was all important because in that way the man, Adam, saw every animal that God created and knew that there was none like him. God saw this too and said it was not good. So then God created woman from a rib of Adam. That is why Adam says Eve is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Blood is not mentioned, and yet that is generally how people are spoken of today. Now that we have reviewed how it all began, let us take a moment to look afresh at who God is. He is three in one. He Himself affirms that by referring to Himself as us. He is an orderly God who has a plan and who can bring it about. We also see that He brings it about in different ways, sometimes instantly, sometimes not. He is able to provide what is needed. The plants and animals needed care, so he provided man to take care of them. Adam needed a helpmeet, so God gave him Eve. We know from seeing with our own eyes that God is a God of infinite variety. No two of anything are exactly alike. I guess we cannot prove that. No one has seen all of anything that God has made, but we have seen enough to make that a very educated guess. We see, too, that God is a hands-on God. He is aware of what is happening in our lives. God sees our limitations, but he also sees what he has purposed for us. What he has purposed for us can be accomplished in spite of those limitations, if we let him work through us. God is an encouraging God. Keep that in mind as you go through each day, and look for other examples of who God is as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.